Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
All right, I woke up at 2:15 this afternoon thinking it was about 10 in the morning. I don't know what the hell happened. I must have slept 20 hours. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Anymore?
Harry, yeah. Okay, I never admitted that I did know anything, but... Hey, Vey, I got to get some radio coffee in me. I don't know what the hell happened. Okay, it is Theater Thursday. Harry John Duke with us. Our good friend and Drive Hall of Famer David Yen back with us. And Ilana Nierenberger.
Well done.
Nice.
Very good. Yeah.
She's wearing pants. He's wearing a skirt. I don't know anything anymore.
It's theater, Steve.
Yeah, okay. Well,
anything can happen.
Actually, David's wearing a kilt for some reason. I asked him, he said, just for fun.
Yeah. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Well, I'm Italian. I've never worn a kilt.
Oh, all right.
I've gone around in my underwear. That's kind of more of an Italian thing.
I've never worn
the
one
visuals.
Of those horn things around
the
neck
visuals.
Either.
Yeah.
There you go.
Poor Harry.
It's worse than radio coffee.
The play is Faceless, a thrilling courtroom drama at 6th Street Playhouse. It's running now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Through
open.
June 2nd. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it is a thrilling courtroom drama. It's not a comedy in any way.
It is not, although it is surprisingly funny in many spots, which is one of the things I liked about this show. This is a rare situation where I've actually seen a show before we've had the folks in to talk about it. I try to avoid that, but I'm very happy to say that I think this is a terrific production, and I'm happy to welcome David Yen and Ilana Nierenberger to the studio to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're
good to
hoping
see you. Good to see you both again.
Thank you.
That
likewise.
Craig Miller will call in at some point. That was the arrangement. But he is not on the line as of yet.
All right, I can't wait to ask him what the deal is here, because he has left 6th Street and Sonoma counties in Idaho.
He is teaching at the University of Idaho, yes.
Okay,
but
he came
back
here for 2 weeks to direct this thing and then left before it opened.
No, he was here for opening.
Right?
Here
for opening.
Yeah, we had a very fast and furious three-week rehearsal process plus tech, and he was here through opening night and then
so
left.
He does opening night and then he splits.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, as I told you, that's what a good director does.
Exactly.
They trust their cast to take it from there, and if he's worked with them well, they do. So let's first give the audience some sense about the show. It's not a well-known show. It's a fairly new show, done by a really young playwright, really young female playwright. So let's give an audience the sense of what this show is about. David?
It's a courtroom drama, so it's using a trial as a setting to discuss some really fascinating issues, everything from the impact of social media on our youth to gender issues to questions about culture and, of course, talk about the legal process itself and sort of our state of things in the courtroom and behind the scenes and trying to prosecute trials. So... I love the play because it brings up a lot of issues, but it doesn't attempt to answer any of the questions. It just poses the questions, and it leaves it for the audience to decide if there is an answer, and that maybe, I hope, inspires people to sort of talk about these topics and see if we can work towards solutions, because we're in such a weird gray time in our culture. Some things black
really?
And white. I
don't follow it, so I wouldn't know.
So, Ilana, let's get a little bit more specific and talk about the case. What is this trial about?
So the trial, a young woman, Susie Glenn, is on trial for basically conspiring to commit acts of terrorism against the United States government. She has been recruited by ISIS online through Twitter and Facebook and has had a correspondence with a member of ISIS now for 8 months when the play opens. So she's being tried for
and
those
you
crimes.
Are playing?
And I am playing the prosecuting attorney named Claire Fati, who is a Muslim woman, and she sort of gets against her better judgment roped in, coerced by our lovely friend here, David Yen, who's playing Scott Bader, who is her superior in the law firm.
The U.S. attorney.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Do you wear a kilt in the courtroom?
Not when the lights are on.
I got to remind everyone.
Yeah.
David's wearing a kilt, okay?
Thank you.
You want to get a picture and post that?
Yes, we will.
I really was going to change before I came here because I was afraid it was going to totally derail you, Steve.
All right, so this...
It did. I'll tell you, this is our first kilt in 11 years on the show.
That can't be.
No, I'm serious, man.
So the show...
Thank you.
Oh, hi,
Thank
Harry.
You,
what
Harry.
Are you doing here?
Thank you, Harry.
This is being done in the Studio Theater. Yeah. It's being done in the Round.
Yeah.
Minimal setting. Mm-hmm. Wonderful lighting and sound design work to give you a sense of where this is taking place. Mm-hmm. And you two guys are the prosecution team.
Yes.
Now let's talk about the defense.
Yeah. So the defense is when the show opens, Susie Glenn she's just gotten a new attorney. She had a court-appointed attorney, and now she has this guy who's a pretty experienced attorney working her defense. We later find out that he has some sort of miraculous synchronicitous connection with her through her father. But he's very good. Mike Pavone is the actor playing that role, and he's quite
good. And playing the defendant?
Yeah.
It says here it's a brilliant new work by an up-and-coming young female playwright that's making waves on the national stage.
Yes. The defendant is Isabella Sacrin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the playwright
is Selena Fillinger, who is, I think, 26 now.
Wow.
She was 23 or 24 when she wrote this piece.
Amazing.
I was fascinated by the dialogue that she puts in the mouths of these middle-aged white guys.
Yeah.
And how crisp and realistic and vibrant it was. I was really taken by the dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such great stuff. I mean, we talked about it in rehearsal so many times where somebody would say, well, I think it means this. And, you know, we'd kind of look at each other and go, oh, it totally could mean that. Yeah. Like, you know, it's great. It's so rich. There are things like little clues that still I look at the script when I'm reviewing lines and I see things and I'm like, oh, she's foreshadowing there. And I never even saw that. It doesn't even hit until 10 pages later. It's really just a genius script.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joining us from, of all places, Idaho, where he has now moved, the former main guy.
Artistic director is the word you're looking for.
Main guy, as we call him in radio. At Sixth Street Playhouse, Drive Hall of Famer, our great friend Craig A. Miller. Craig, how are you, bud?
Hey, Steve. Hi, everybody. I'm doing great.
So,
hey, Craig.
Explain this. Harry already explained it, but I still have a hard time getting my head around this. So you came out for a few weeks from Idaho, and you're the director. And then you were there for opening night, and then you split. You just left them on their own. I don't get how that works.
Well, this is actually how it works in most professional theaters. The director's there for the opening night or maybe the opening weekend and then hits the road because they're on to the next gig so they can keep food in their mouth.
Wow.
But I unfortunately had to leave early because I had a death in the family. I was supposed to stay through the whole first weekend and then split.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I unfortunately had to leave early. But That's exactly what happened. I worked really hard to get this script, get the rights to this script. We've been working on trying to get Selena's agent at the William Morris Agency to give us the green light to produce this show at Sixth Street for essentially the last 2 years that I was there as artistic director.
Wow!
And we got the rights right as I was stepping away from the position. And I felt so strongly about this piece and needing to see it get to the stage that I actually asked, our board president, Scott, Jeff Cote, and also Jared Sacrin, who's now our artistic director, if they would be open to the idea of me coming back and directing it, provided I could make those arrangements work with the university. And the stars aligned, and I was able to come back and be part of it. And I'm really grateful to have had that opportunity, and also to work with a stellar cast of five amazing actors that we put together to tell this important and timely story.
Yeah, and as Harry pointed out, you directed it basically up until opening night, and then you split. but you trust that these great actors and actresses are going to be able to be on their own and not have a regular director, which I see when you when you say director, it's you think about movies, guys like I do, you know, mm-hmm. and you think that you're there every night and directing them, but that's not the case.
No, it's not the case at all. Actually, a director's job really is over as of opening night, and you know, even in our even in the community there in Santa Rosa and the North Bay, I mean, you know, any theater. You know, directors are moving around and working at different theaters all the time. You know, I happened to make my home, the Sixth Street Playhouse, while I was there, and I directed almost everything I did in Sonoma County at that theater. But most of the guest artist directors that we bring in are working at various, you know, lots of different theaters. And as soon as they open a show, they may come back once or twice to see it, but they're not continuing to give notes. You just kind of lock everything in by the time you get to tech rehearsal and you get to dress rehearsals. There are still fine-tuning things that happen, but really when the show opens, you kind of hand the reins over to the stage manager, and the stage manager really keeps a keen eye. A good stage manager keeps a keen eye on making sure the actors don't stray from the formula, because some actors do have a tendency to want to embellish this or indulge on that.
Yeah, that, I would think that would be
or even or even make up their own blocking at times. But the stage manager really takes the show on through the performances after the director has left the saddle.
So, Craig, you mentioned your cast of five, and the only cast member that we have not mentioned up to this point is Edward McLeod,
right.
who plays Susie's
yep.
father.
Right.
What were you looking for when casting this show? What were you looking for that these five actors brought to what to this production?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think, you know, when you look at a script like this, it really kind of fed into my sensibilities being a Midwesterner. I was born and raised in Illinois, and spent the first formative years of my professional career in Chicago. And this play takes place in Chicago. It was actually written by Selena while she was at Northwestern University.
Hmm.
And the main character who is accused, Susie, and her father, Alan. Alan is a paramedic with the Chicago Fire Department. And so, you know, as I was looking at these different characters, I was thinking, okay, well, you know, slick federal prosecutor, you know, the work I've seen David Yen do on stages around Sonoma County, you know, just led me. His character is a wordsmith, and he's really slick. He knows his stuff. He's been doing it for a long time, and I just love how polished David is when he takes on a role, and how well-read he is on anything he works on, and the same with Alana. I've been looking for an excuse to work with Alana for a long time, and mainly those two actors just, you know, really do a lot of research on their characters in most of the things that I have seen them do that shows through.
All right, Craig, so let's let them, I hate to cut you off, but we're running short on time.
Well, we're going to take our break and then come back.
Oh, okay, great.
Them, yeah.
That's good. All right, then I don't have to cut you off, so you may continue.
It might piss off Shirley Zane, but I'll calm her down. We share the same birthday. So, so Craig, quickly tell everyone, you have left Sonoma County and the 6th Street and are now a professor at the University of Idaho.
I am. I started out as the assistant professor of acting and directing back in August. And by the end of this first year, I have somehow finagled my way into becoming the new head of directing. And
cool.
I have already recruited my first MFA directing cohort. I've got two amazing young directors who are coming into our program. So I start in August as the head of directing, and I'll be teaching all of the directing courses. I'll be directing at least one of their main stage shows over the course of the next year as well. And we're already putting plans together to start a professional theater company that's a component to our training program there at the university. So it's a growing program, and it's an amazing time for the university and for the theater arts department there, for sure.
The great Craig Miller, now in Idaho, Drive Hall of Famer and a good friend of ours. Thanks so much, Craig. Stay well and keep on keeping on, as I know you will.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll take a break. We'll come back And we're going to get a little, what you call it?
Taste.
A taste of Faceless, the play at 6th Street.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The bad blood between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is evident as each questions the other's mental fitness.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
That was President Trump at the White House after Pelosi spoke to reporters at her weekly news conference.
Again, I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The jabs come one day after President Trump told Democrats he won't work with them while they're investigating him. The Justice Department has announced an 18-count superseding indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, which includes new charges of soliciting and publishing classified information. Assange's lawyer says the charges threaten all journalists. Houston's police chief says evidence shows missing 4-year-old Malaya Davis was killed, and he's asking for the public's help in finding her body. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC. The White House today announcing a new $16 billion bailout for U.S. farmers who have seen their crops wither and their income get slashed because of President Trump's tariff war with China. The U.S. Agriculture Secretary said that a new trade deal probably won't be reached before July or August. That's when the first payments get made to those farmers. On Wall Street today, trade tensions sending stocks tumbling, the Dow down 286 points, the Nasdaq down 122. Oil suffering its worst one-day losses so far this year, down 6%, on worries about slowing demand and a sharp rise in U.S. stockpiles of oil. Another setback in housing. Sales of newly built homes down almost 7% in April. That's the heart of the spring home buying season. Dress Barn says all of its 650 stores will be closed by the first half of next year. But there was good news today about jobs. Unemployment claims down by another 1,000. Tom Busby, CNBC.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Here's a drive traffic update from Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
And we start on 101 southbound getting into Santa Rosa. You'll encounter a bit of a backup from Hopper Avenue, and you'll remain stop and go off and on to the downtown Santa Rosa exit. After that, you're fine as you make your way towards the Cotati Grade and into Petaluma. 101 northbound, stop and go in some stretches from the Highway 116 east exit to past East Washington Street. That's your drive traffic. I'm Trent Chase in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Mosquitoes and their friends are planning a little get-together in your yard. So the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Cutter Backyard Bug Control Spray for yards. Buy one now and get Cutter's Outdoor Fogger for patios free. The spray protects your lawn against mosquitoes and other insects all summer. Just connect to your garden hose, add the free fogger to protect your patio or deck, and you'll be ready for summer. Today is the day for doing, with big savings on Cutter Backyard Bug Control. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 2 per customer.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Jeff Woodworth on the KSRO Weather Watch.
A nice mix of sunshine and clouds with some occasional breezes give us a daytime high of 76 degrees, 65 on the coast. A few passing clouds expected later this evening for an overnight low of 52 degrees. Partly cloudy skies are scheduled for tomorrow and will give us a daytime high around 68 degrees, 59 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO. SRO.
Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
All right, 334. Oh, God, I'm a wreck. It is your Thursday drive, and we've got Harry Duke here for Theater Thursday, along with the great David Yen and the great Ilana Nierenberger. We just talked to Craig Miller in Idaho. He is actually directing this play at 6th Street. It's called Faceless. Coming up, Shirley Zane is going to join us. But in the meantime, let's do a scene from Faceless.
Again, the show's called Faceless. It's running at 6th Street Playhouse. It's running now, Fridays and Saturdays, 7:30 p.m. Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. It runs through June the 2nd, so you've got two more weekends to catch it. And we're joined by David Yen and Ilana Nierenberger, who are two members of the five-member cast. And we thought we'd give the audience a little sense of what the show is by giving you the intro to the show. So this is going to be David Yen and Ilana Nierenberger from the opening of Faceless.
Oh, my God.
That a yes?
I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
You're the reason I became a prosecutor.
That's sweet.
I wrote about you in my thesis, actually, and all you've done to crack down on drug trafficking.
I don't work narcotics anymore.
And I love that. I love how varied your career has been, because I don't want to be pigeonholed either, and you've been everywhere. Special prosecutions, criminal prosecutions, public integrity.
I'm anti-terrorism these days.
Aren't we all?
No, unfortunately.
That was a joke. I was kidding. Not about being anti-terrorism. I take terrorism very seriously, and I want nothing more than to serve my country.
Great. But the arraignment's Wednesday, 8 a.m. I've notified your superiors you'd be assisting me full-time.
Oh, actually...
What?
The thing is...
What?
With all due respect, I have to decline, sir.
Decline.
But I heard you're looking to replace David on the Marvin Keeney prosecution, and I think I could be a valuable
team. I filled that spot yesterday.
Well, what about the Andrews case, then? Because I've already assisted on a couple of other embezzlement
cases.
They
settled this morning. Why don't you take a few minutes and read through this case file?
Great. So if that's whetted your appetite...
Now, you guys are co-prosecutors on this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the U.S. attorney, and she's an assistant attorney in the office. And again, the hook here is that she's a Muslim. And so he's going to be prosecuting this young Muslim convert via an attorney in his office who's also a Muslim. And this creates some conflict for you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, initially, Claire, my character, says, well, you heard, she's trying to say no. She keeps trying to say no, and he keeps finding all these ways to get her at least to just look at the file, and then gets me to come to the arraignment, and then that kind of seals the deal.
And it's the issue of the faith that's really kind of got your goat, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, Claire is prepared to say, okay, I came, thank you very much, goodbye. And then she sees this young woman, this young, very kind of ignorant woman proclaiming to be Muslim, who was just converted on social media, you know, months ago, and that really kind of gets her.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
And one of the things, too, I think is fascinating about it is that I don't think a lot of people know is that this is based on things that are happening worldwide right now in really kind of scary amounts. People just getting converted over Twitter, of all things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
And again, I want to remind say again, this play is funny. I mean, there's some really humorous stuff in it. For as serious a subject matter as it is, and as for as dramatic as it is, there are some quite funny moments in it. Mm-hmm. And so it's a complete package as far as I'm concerned.
It's Faceless, a thrilling courtroom drama with some comedy, some humor anyway, at 6th Street Playhouse, running now through June 2nd. We got a dance here.
But we got two tickets to give away to the first caller at 707-636-1350. Please do not have won tickets from us in the last 30 days. We would like to give many people the opportunity to enjoy local theater. So if you've not won in the last 30 days, please call in 707-636-1350.
You're talking to one specific person.